This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The National Council of the Boy Scouts of America is taking a vote this afternoon on whether to allow gay scouts. However, the resolution, if it's passed, would allow gay scouts, but not gay scout leaders. Linda Ellis is a mom who lives in Oakhurst. Her son is a scout. She is gay and has been in a committed relationship for more than two decades. Linda Ellis, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
Your son is 11 years old, and the short version here, obviously, if this passes, if he later on in his life discovers his sexuality to be gay, he'd be allowed, but you would not if you wanted to be a leader, correct?
Correct. That's the way the ordinance would read.
What would that do to you, and would it affect you in saying, well, I'd like you to stay in Scouts or not? Would you still say, it's okay, go ahead and be a Scout?
We spent a lot of time talking about Scouts in the beginning because we made the decision to have Sam join Scouts before this was even considered. And for our family, we look at what's happening on the national level, but what is more important is the people that we interact with locally. And we have found Troop 107 in Oakhurst to be incredibly supportive and friendly. It's a good place for Sam to be.
So if this resolution passes and you still can't take part, you would have no problem?
I don't think I'm going to be happy about it, but I do believe that it's a step in a process, and I think it's a good step along the way. My ideal would be able to participate fully, but this is a good step towards that.
What message do you think it would send to Sam? Obviously, at 11, he's still going through a process of discovering. So what message would it send to him if this passes?
I think Sam and a lot of his friends understand that life is a process. They're well aware of the marriage fights that our community has continues to work our way through. They're aware of attitudes shifting over time, and I think they get that this is one more attitude that is gradually shifting.
Someone might ask, though, why would you and say to Sam, hey, it's okay to be a part of an organization that right now, before this resolution is voted on, won't allow gay people at all, when Sam knows very well that his mom is gay?
Right. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part to talk about. And honestly, Sam came back from his first scout meeting scared to death because they had to quote the Boy Scout Oath. And in the Boy Scout Oath, they promised to be morally straight. And Sam understood that to mean straight as in not gay. And it scared him that he was making a promise to go against his family. So we've had the opportunity to have the conversations about what it's like to be in an imperfect world and be a part of an organization that's in transition. And this is one more conversation to have. It's not the best or most comfortable life lesson, but it's one that our kids get to face.
If the vote turns out to be no, you've said already you think this is a great troop for Sam to be in. Would you still say, hey, even though we lost this one, Sam, we like where you are, and go ahead and continue as a scout?
Yes, I think we would. Just because of the folks, the adults who lead 107, I think that we would. Would we go over the top in getting him involved in scouts nationally? Probably not.
Yeah, there are jamborees, for instance, all kinds of national outings and things that take place. Would he go on those?
I think that he would go on those if that's what he wants to do, but with some preparation from us. The same thing is true. We belong to a local Presbyterian church, and when you go to national church-wide youth programs, you oftentimes run into individuals who disagree. So our kids have to be prepared for that. We, again, would make the decision based on the local relationships and the folks who are going to be working with Sam on a day-to-day level. And that wins out for us right now. The world's not perfect, and we need Sam to grow up in it.
So it would be a learning opportunity for him no matter what.
It always is.
Linda Ellis is a mom whose son is in the Scouts. He is 11. She is gay and in a committed relationship, and they are watching the Boy Scout vote closely. Linda, thank you very much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.